Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. It's Sex Toy Review Day. I'm here with my producer, Jamie, and our volunteer, Sarah, to talk about sex toys, pleasure products, first date turnoffs, and our own sexual ventures. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can also comment and subscribe on iTunes. I love, love, love when you do that. We read all your comments and it also helps us with the podcast and continue to release two shows a week. So thanks for doing that. And also we're at Sex with Emily on social media across the board, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those places. Okay, let's get into the show because I'm excited for this one. It's been a long time since we've done a really fun sex toy review show, and I already know it's going to be awesome. So I'm here with producer Jamie.
Hello, hello.
Jamie is 25 years old and seeing someone exclusively.
I know, it's so weird.
I know. And Sarah has been with us for a while. She's a volunteer. She's 25. This is her first actually time on air on the Sex with Emily show. And she is seeing someone as well.
Yes.
Hello. But not exclusively, right? Hi, Sarah.
Exclusively.
Oh, exclusively.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was not in the know.
Okay. And I'm seeing someone exclusively.
Oh, my God. Well, first time ever.
No, I mean exclusively right now.
No. Well, first time ever that everyone in
the
office.
Oh, they were all exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You're
odd.
Right.
Very odd.
It is odd. That I thought you had first time for me. I'm like, I've been exclusive. But you meet everyone in the office. Okay, before we get into some, well, let me just top this off by saying I'm really excited because we've done these shows before where our team gets on, you know, we talk about toys and products, and I just realized we've been so busy lately bringing you guys a bunch of other types of shows. I was like, I miss our review shows, and I've also heard from you guys that it's one of your favorite types of shows because, you know, I love sex toys and products. They enhance your life, your sex life, and that I know when we do these shows, they also kind of help you kind of sort through what you might like, what to buy. I know it's a big, it can be a big investment and it might be your first time. So I'd love to hear from you guys what you think of the show, and if you have any follow-up questions, you can let us know. So I am excited, and we're going to learn a lot about each other.
I know.
We haven't talked about it in a while. Okay, so first, though, let's start with some sex in the news. Men think food tastes better when attracted to the waitress.
Ha, that's
so funny. People, like, love Hooters or something. Do you think there's a men going, man, they got great burgers or something? You know, the Hooters that deliver?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the wings. And I will tell you, I've been to Hooters. Okay. And, yes, they are beautiful, lovely ladies there. The wings are, they're okay. I've had way better. Also, it's always really hot in there. Like, do they not know what air conditioning is?
I don't know. I'm just using it as, like, all I can think of which the guaranteed hot waitress is, but I've not spent a lot of time in Hooters, Jamie. You know way, way more than I do. You're like, no, the wings, and it's hot in there. I'm like, I was making a joke. And Jamie's like, well, on their menu, their fall menu is now having special wings. They have, because they have persimmons. Okay, so this study shows that men were shown by the study to be more shallow than women after rating the attractiveness of the wait staff as more important than enjoying the meal. A survey of 195 people of both sexes found women were far more interested in the location and noisiness of a restaurant. So what does this say? I just thought this was interesting. An attractive woman raised their expectations of a dining experience even before sitting down to eat. So we're just more focused to the... Women are just like, we're more into the food and the person we're dating than the waitress? Are men that easily swayed? I don't know. Any comments about this? Feelings, emotions?
I mean, I just think it's funny in general that they're like, oh, you're pretty. Yes, this sandwich tastes so much better now. And then, like, this isn't for me, too. I'm like, I don't care what you look like. Give me the food, please. I say it nicely. I'm nice to wait staff.
But. Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah, exactly. The scientists say it's because physically attractive women can change men's expectations about what they're about to experience. It just attractive women can change men a lot for a lot of different things and not necessarily always for the better.
In the study here at the bottom, it says there was two women that approached them with food. The first woman was wearing lipstick and mascara with her hair down, and they rated it more delicious than when they were served it to it by a woman who looked like she had acne, eye bags, and yellow teeth with her hair up.
I wonder if it's all men or just the men in the study. I feel like when I'm hungry and I'm at a restaurant, I'm such a present. Like, I'm paying attention to who I'm with. I'm nice to the wait staff always, but I'm not like, oh,
yeah,
this particular chicken tastes great. So I'm never going to get restaurant recommendations from a man again. That's my conclusion.
Yeah.
Game over. Moving on. Okay. Next, sex the news. 92% of Americans say penny pinching is sexy. The results are in, and frugal is officially the new sexy. Well, at least according to 9 out of 10 Americans. This study showed that 92% of Americans consider frugality to be an attractive quality in a partner or potential partner. And that includes former dating faux pas, such as using a coupon on a first date. So it says, in fact, if you want to impress your date, don't resort to frivolous overspending because it's a total date ruiner for as many as 66% of Americans studied, which I love this because I feel like there's always that guys think, and maybe this, apparently this is kind of old, an old notion that men think, oh, I got to like pull out all the stops and take her to a 10-course meal and do all these things, where I think first dates are really about connections, and it's not necessarily about what we're doing. It could be a cup of coffee, it could be a walk in the park, but like, are we connecting? So when guys are like overly spending, sometimes I could be like, what are you hiding? Why do you think you're gonna impress me with this? I found this to be particularly interesting. Is this cheap or frugal? This is how respondents voted. You guys want to go through some of these?
Yeah.
Not leaving a tip at all, regardless of the service, 75% people say that's cheap. Like, if you don't leave a tip, like, I would not.
Like, who
date
is
someone
you?
Who's like, what'd you say? Who what?
Like, who is you? Because if they're not tipping the waitress or waiter, and then like, that's the person that you're gonna be with, like, they're not gonna treat you right, probably, or appreciate. It's just like a
exactly.
You know, You just do it.
My mom always said to me, the way they treat the wait staff is how they're going to treat you. That was like her one. And the way she, does he love his mother or not? The way he treats his mother and the wait staff. My mom told me that. So let's just, I guess if he didn't leave a chip, I'd be like, whoa. And I still think, if any of my friends don't either, I'll throw down.
I know. I get so
I get pissed mad. Too. Well, I've been a waitress. Have you been?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I kind of was ish. I worked at Chuck E. Cheese and I was a party planner. And a lot of people, you know, I'm like, I'm your host for 2 hours to a party of like anywhere between 10 to like 70 people. And I'm like the only one and I'm getting you pictures and all this stuff. And people are like, do you take tips? And I'm like, yes, I take tips.
Right.
Tip me.
And waitressing. What's part of tip that you understand? Okay. Reusing a tea bag or coffee filters. People, 60% of people say that's cheap.
I think that's just gross.
I think it's gross too. Throw it out. Mm. Calculating you're part of a group bill to the cent. Cheap. I agree. And only 52% of people find that cheap. When that happens at a group dinner, and maybe just because I'm more of an adult now, I just take it. I'm like, I got it. I'll pay for it. Or I'll just, especially if you're on a date with someone, like, you owe me $6.92, whatever it is now. $22.62. Oh no, I didn't have the fries. I'm like, what? It just, you just buzz killed my entire meal.
Seriously.
this is a funny one. Lengthening the longevity of soap by diluting soap bottles with water. Cheap, 49%.
Okay, I'm going to actually
comment on this.
I'm going to comment on this because you know what? If you're struggling in life or if you're lazy, I think it's fine. Whatever. I'm not even going to comment. I don't think that's something that I would ever notice about someone unless they were like doing it like all the time, and I'm like, why the fuck is your soap so just water in my hand?
Right.
But I don't think that that's cheap. I could call that frugal.
Yeah, or sometimes you don't have time to go to the store to get new ones, so you just keep, I don't know, I do that. But it's funny because I was at my boyfriend's house last night, and I was in his bathroom, and he had bars of soap that were all like little tiny things that were all collected on the, and then I was like, oh my God, is he diluting chips of soap for something? Is there a reason? I don't think he's cheap, but I wanted to throw them away and just buy him a new bar of soap. I got to ask him about that. Like, why collect so many bars there, buddy? But he's not cheap. Okay, re-gifting, cheap, 44%. Thoughts? Not wasteful. It depends. Like,
it depends on what it is.
I once had this boyfriend. Oh my God, this was like, oh my God, when I first moved to San Francisco years ago. And they invited me over for Christmas. I was like 21. And they invited me to his house for Christmas. And they knew I was coming. And the mom wrapped up a bunch of things that she clearly found in the home because she maybe forgot I was coming. And it was like, she wrapped, it was a picture of the family that it, or I'd seen it on the, like on the table the last time I was there, like her entire family. I'm like, did you just, I've seen this. And then it was like some Christmas candle thing. It was like stuff that I'd seen at her house before. She wrapped up stuff. So that was weird when I knew it was clearly regifted. But I don't know if I got something that I thought you'd like. Okay. Frugal. Buying no name electronics is frugal. How about no name products? 51%. They say that's frugal.
Yeah, I'd say
frugal is positive, right?
Yeah, frugal is positive. It's like you save and you're like being, and I think it depends on the electronic. I don't think this is cheap or frugal. I think that's like you buy it because you're like, I don't really care. But some people just really care about like quality of electronics. Yeah. So that I get. But I do agree with no name products, like at the grocery store. I will buy Ralph's brand. I don't care.
Yeah. Depends what you're buying. I think so too. I think it's pretty much the same. And everyone's got their own brand now. Regularly tracking the home thermostat, frugal 62%. I guess that's important to do. I never understand those meter things.
Sounds like a dad thing.
Shopping at a secondhand clothing store, frugal 63%. I don't know. I do it because I think it's fashionable. seeking out deals or coupons for all purchases, frugal 72%. Okay. Yeah, I agree. But why not? I think so.
Like, why not get all... everything is so expensive now, too.
And you got to track those bills. They tap stuff on. You're like, that wasn't my water. That was my neighbor. Whatever they do.
The toilet was
running and my bill went up like $1 million, my water bill, and I didn't know it was running. And I'm glad I looked.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, then there's part, just randomly, which I love, the top 21st date turnoffs.
Ooh, good.
Which haven't changed over the years. I've been doing this for 13 years, and I've seen these studies, and I have to say that people are still turned off now by the same things they were turned off in 2005. So number one, poor hygiene, 77%. Now my question is, on the first date, does it mean they showed up with a piece of carrot in their tooth? They didn't shower? Like, what is poor hygiene? You don't think the first date you're going to kind of do a once over.
Yeah. The first thing I thought about was like breath. Dirt oh. underneath the nails. And breath.
Underneath the nails. Yeah. You guys, check your nails. Mm-hmm. Check your nails. We notice your nails. And then we're thinking, that's not going inside me.
Exactly. Also, I don't know why that's not 100%.
Right. Well, exactly.
Like, who, like, if you showed, like, who's going, like, to a first date and this person just looks raggedy as hell and you're just like, yes.
Right. This is how he shows up for the first date. So right? Make like, it work. I love that he didn't shower. It shows that he's super busy. No. Okay, bad manners, 73%. I agree. That stuff is just...
Should also
like
be
100. Snapping for the waiter or something. Mm. Being on their phone, 57%. That's consistent. Don't be on the phone.
A lot of people are. It's like if you're on a first date and you're like both on the phone too, though. Like if maybe it's not just one person, you're both on the phone. Like if I were to see someone that I felt like was on a first date, I'd be like, wow, that's not going
to
go anywhere.
No, you're both. Unless you're both. I usually just go to the bathroom and check it when they're not looking. Or like be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Like if it's a bad date. But I do what I love, the dates I'm on, I'm actually like, I don't even think about the phone. Or would I leave it in the, you know. That's a good moment when you haven't looked at your phone or a good date. Okay, what else here sticks out? Bragging, 49%. It's so fun. It's such a fine line between like talking about yourself and bragging. But bragging is like, oh, I did this, I did that. I guess that could be a turnoff. Getting drunk, that's not always great. That's 54%.
I get drunk. usually the dates that I've gone on, it was a mutual getting drunk. Not like wasted, but you know, so I guess it depends on who you're dating.
Any of these stick out to you guys? Your big turnoffs? Let's have you experienced any of these?
I do think that bragging about money should be way higher than 27%.
And
so should being late. Because, okay, no one's ever on time anymore, and I'm not always on time. But when it comes to, like, dates, like, I'm like, no. Because I just feel like that shows that you don't, unless there was a really good excuse or it was only a few minutes.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. No, I agree. Being late is not, you're not respecting them.
Yeah.
You're not respecting yourself. Bragging about money is bad. I remember going out on a date with a guy once, or he was trying to ask me out. We were at a bar, and he's like, well, yeah, the reason why, the first thing he said to me was like, well, the reason why I had to move there is so I could have room for my Mercedes and Rolls Royce in my driveway. Like, he literally said that. Like, I was like, do you think, and what planet would I find that was hot that you had these guys? I guess the men still, many a man or woman thinks that would be attractive. I do not. Talking too much, 24%. I would just never get a second date. That person was pissed about that.
What about you, Sarah?
Talking poorly about an ex or talking about your ex at all, especially on a first date, that's a no-no.
That is a red flag. Yeah. That is one of my first things I tell people, like, do not talk about your ex on the first date. Do not. And I've been with people who are like, I know I shouldn't do this, but, and then that's kind of okay if they consciously are like, but it wasn't great. Or they'll even say, is it okay if I do this? I know it's not cool. I feel like most people know not to do that. But if they don't know and they're just like, she was crazy or he was, I'm like, nope. Like, that's just not cool. Like, who else do you hate?
Exactly. Or if you're both like mutually talking about your exes, then that's like a sign that you guys are both probably
still obsessed with your ex.
Yeah, or like, you're not ready, you know, whatever that's going to happen isn't going to be like something serious, most likely.
No, you're so right. If somebody's still hung up, I had this with a guy. Every time he brought up his ex, you'd see his face got red. And this was after we were dating, and he got so angry about it. I'm like, clearly there's some issues that you still need to work on. Let's just deal with that and then call me. All right, under tipping a server, 13%.
That should be way higher.
I think so too.
I like check. Is that weird? I like look to see what they're tipping them?
No. Yeah, I've done that. I don't
really say anything, but I take a mental
note. Take a mental note. He's like, I got that. I got you, buddy. You're 15% cheap ass. You got a bit more. I do that with my mom sometimes. She just doesn't tip as much. I'm like, Mom, I put down like another 10. Okay, lying about their appearance. Oh, I guess that's 32% if you were lying on like an dating app. Okay, so that's what we got for you for some sex in the news. And just a little reminder of the turnoffs on the first date to bring your best, most honest self.
Yeah, maybe you learned something.
Okay, let's move into sex toy review.
Yes.
Oh my God, where to start? Okay, Jane, producer Jamie, I see you've set this up nicely here. We started with a little bondage.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was excited about this, one, because I had a fun story, and then two, because I know Sarah.
Oh, man.
Yay. I like make Sarah so lovely. I'm like, take toys home. And she wanted them. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad very Sarah's grateful. Here. Thank you. Yes, I'm so glad you're here.
No, seriously.
So take it away, girls.
I finally used a crop.
Good.
During sex.
Explain a crop.
A crop is similar to a paddle. A paddle is like, you know, like, think about it. It's kind of not like a ping pong paddle. It's not as round, but it's like, you know, kind of more narrow. But a crop is kind of like a stick with a little like spatula looking leather thing on the end. Mm-hmm. So it kind of does a little bit better slap.
Right.
You know, like, think if you've ever seen Matilda, think Miss Trunchbull.
And this is all going to be on the site, right? Sexwithemily.com/toys.
Yes.
We're going to have pictures of everything we talked about.
Exactly. So if you're still like, Jamie, that was the worst description I've ever heard, you can go there, sexwithemily.com/toys, and look at it. And I mean, I'm just saying, like, the guy that I'm with right now, he is down to try whatever. And it's just something, it's like, there's certain people that you see and you're like, okay, he's not probably going to be someone that wants to get rough necessarily. But it's always those people that do.
Oh,
that I think.
How'd you find out that he did?
Well, because I just, you know, with this job that he knows that I have, I'm just like, so I got some fun stuff at work and I really, really want to try it because it's like, I just always have wanted to. And he like, I definitely like my ass to get slapped very hard. Mm. So I was like,
you have a nice ass.
Thank you. And so I was like, this is definitely going to help with that. And like, he handcuffed me and it was just like, it wasn't like during the sex. It was like before. And it was just so hot. And like, oh my God, like I had welts on my ass the next day, but it was like.
Nice. Was the sport sheets crop?
Yes, it was the sport sheets crop. They have great stuff and it's so elegant and nice. And it's like not even that expensive.
No, it's really not.
Great. And it was just, I had so much fun and like, I can't wait to use it again.
Wow. And you were handcuffed? And,
yeah.
Like, and your stomach? Obviously.
I was like kind of in like I was like face down, kind of turned around with my hands behind my back.
Okay. So got it. Very, and did he know how to use it? And like,
cause well, I
like,
had to show him a couple times.
Good, of course, it's fine. Show him and then take it away, buddy.
Yeah, but
good.
It was
hot. It was foreplay. It was build
foreplay.
Up.
It was hot. The handcuffs really added to it as well. It was more of like, because he could like hold on to the handcuffs and then use the crop at the same time. Ooh. So it was just very dominating and domineering and like.
Hot. I love it. Okay.
So it
and he
great.
Thought it was hot too?
Yeah, I mean, it's my fault because I keep forgetting to bring it over.
Oh.
That we haven't used it again.
Okay. You leave it there.
I should.
Yeah. Pack you an overnight bag. Okay, Sarah, how about you?
Bondage things. Let's see. I got to use the flogger. I don't remember who it was by. Maybe it was sports shoes.
Probably. Though. The flogger. Yeah. Should we explain a flogger? People, crops, paddles, floggers, ticklers. These are all things that you can spank the butt with, tickle the forearms. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them are just for butts, but they're all kind of a variation of.
Yeah.
Like spanking.
And, yeah. I feel like floggers you could use on the back too.
Yeah.
And the balls.
And ooh, the there we go. Stepping up. Okay, so tell me. I'm done talking here. Go
okay,
ahead, Sarah.
Okay.
So, you used a flogger, you said.
Yeah, so okay. It was on me. It was probably before sex and then a little bit after. So there was just like a lot of spanking that I received and then flogging on the balls just lightly, kind of like very gentle, like a tickle, I guess. And that was, he liked that.
Right.
What else? We've tried before rope, just being tied up by rope, and I loved that. That was really fun. And I also tried the handcuffs by sport sheets, and he put them on. I didn't do anything. He just like saw that they were in my bag of goodies, and he was like, yo.
were they Velcro or were they?
I think they were Velcro.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I love the Velcro handcuffs.
Yeah,
okay. So it was hot? Had you ever done that before?
That's a tricky question.
Is he gonna listen? No, you never have before. It was the first time. You're the first I ever had. Yeah, I've been there. Okay. But this time, what'd you like about it? Being handcuffed.
I like the dominance and like the submission aspect of it. And I think just being teased like that, especially before sex, and then you know it's coming. It's just really fun, you know?
Yeah. Did you use blindfolds as well?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Okay, just curious. Because we talk about this, like taking restraining or taking a, putting a blindfold on when you remove one sense, all the other senses become more heightened. Okay. God, you guys are inspiring me because I don't think I've done this. I may have done this before, but not lately.
Like recently.
I have my under bed restraints, though, under my bed still. Mm-hmm. I gotta have, okay.
Oh, didn't you have a funny story when
I do a funny, I was moving beds recently. I was like, redoing my house and redoing my bedroom, and then the guys came in. They didn't speak great English, but they came in and they were building something for us, and they're like, and I wasn't there, but the person working my house said, what do we do about these, what do we do about the ties? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you mean, like, what do we do about these ties? And they pulled out the underbed restraints and she's like, you can just leave them over there. Yeah, so that's what happened. But they're really cool because you can leave them under your bed at all times if you ever just want to be tied up. But I love a good spanking. What else have I done lately? Oh, the Oh, role play, bondage. I just think the thing about bondage and just playing with these things, I think people are like, oh, BDSM, it's so painful. We're just talking about, I mean, it could be. But if you're just playing with some light crops or paddles or your hand even, handcuffs, it's just a little something different that could just spice it up. Delaying sex, it's not like, oh, we're having sex the same way every single time. And I just think it's fun to kind of bring a different persona. I was at Bloomingdale's the other night before I left to, for Wanderlust. I was running in and I was super late. They were closing. I had to get something real quick. The woman there, Lydia, at the makeup counter, she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go speak at Vermont at this festival. She's like, oh. I'm like, what do you do? I'm like a sex doctor. And she's like, oh, role play. She's like, I've been doing that for years. Just tell every woman to get a wig. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I just put my wig on and my husband, she's like, we've been together 20 years. I throw it on and he knows I can just become a different person. He knows what that means. Like, I'm my alter ego. And I just think there is something about throwing on a wig or like using paddles or just using one thing a little bit differently. And like, you can kind of be someone else. And she's like, or have someone wear a mask. And you know, I've talked about these things too. But there's something about wearing a mask or changing your appearance slightly. Maybe you're talking in an accent. But the second you can adopt a different persona, it might give you permission to kind of let loose in other areas. Your partner sees you as someone else. You see yourself as someone else.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's like letting yourself go and really just like, if you ever are one of those people that's not, like, can't really always get in the moment during sex, like, these things bring you to the moment. It's, like, really hard not to, like, be focusing on what's happening when you're getting smacked in the ass with a paddle and then getting a nice little feather tickler for the aftercare.
Exactly. Yes.
That sensation play is important. Just spice it up
so
and switch it up.
True. Level sensation play. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. Thank you to our sponsors. We love you. Thank you for supporting them. It helps keep the show free. It allows to do two shows a week. We love you. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Should we get into some vibrators? Do you want
to? Yes, my favorite.
I love vibrators. Okay, so where do you guys want to start?
Well, from our good friend, Dr. Sadie Allison, she had sent us this finger vibe from Aria, and it's a little bullet that you put into this little like purple type sleeve that has kind of like a little handle so you can kind of like wear it on your hand in a sense. And I unfortunately was not able to use it during sex, but it was just interesting because I had actually never used a bullet vibe, like a bullet vibe.
Yeah, those like, are like a starter.
And I'm fortunate because with Emily, I've just been able to like, just like go from 0 to 100 as far as sex toys go. But it was like, I was actually surprised about how powerful that little thing was. It like really like it got like the highest setting. I'm like, oh, damn.
So you could wear it on your hand. Your partner can wear I haven't tried mine yet, but.
Yeah. So it's a little heart thing. Right. Yeah. And then you like it. So it like kind of like fits as like, you know, like those pop things on phones now. Like so you can hold your phone. It's like kind of like that. But for, you know, for the vibrator.
I love it. Your finger turns into a vibrator.
Which makes it like also if you're ever trying to like, oh, should I use a vibrator during sex? Like it's so small and it fits on your hand. It's like the easiest way to get clitoral stimulation or whatever kind of stimulation you're looking for.
That's true. It's just right there and it's not intrusive. Exactly. It's just, yeah. Yeah. And you used it during?
I used it during masturbation for me, but it's like a nice break because I always use my womanizer. So it's like, still
You're still in the womanizer train.
I just love it.
You've been doing that forever. It's under your pillow, right?
It is still. I wash it and then
put it back on. The pillow or the womanizer?
Both.
Okay, good.
But I don't.
I'm just going to recommend both.
Yeah, recommend both. But, you know, so it was actually fun to like break away from my routine and like try something else. And I definitely, because then I'll know I'm like, this is going to stay in my bag. So the next time I see my guy, which is going to be soon.
Hey, you always have it with you. It's not obtrusive. And I love the idea of like, yeah, the hand. The hand mm-hmm. just becomes a vibrator. Did you use it as well?
Yeah.
Tell me, Sarah.
I used it during masturbation with the Foreo massage oil. And I think it was really relaxing. I was really surprised by how strong that thing is. And I think it has like 10 plus settings. And
the little thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's ergonomically, right? That's the mm-hmm. word. Designed yeah. in the palm of your hand. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
It's very cute. It can fit in your purse. If you're out in the town and want like spontaneous orgasm sex with your person.
Just have it with
like
you
where
to go.
Your head's at.
No, but like it's important.
It's true. Yeah. Sometimes you just want some stimulation.
And it's strong. It's small and strong. So
yeah.
And you can insert it a little bit. Like it comes with like a piece attachment.
Okay.
And I don't know if that can reach to your G spot, but
right, but it's secure on your fingers, so you don't have to worry about like mm-hmm. falling off. I love a hand vibe. Jimmy Jane makes one. Mm-hmm. It's called the Hello. Maybe it's called the Hello Touch.
Oh, hold on.
The Jimmy Jane one, and that one's a little more expensive than like this little bullet one we're talking about by Aria, A-R-I-A. But I love the idea of it. And people even said to me they should have a hand vibrator. I'm like, they do. So that's a cool one. I'm glad you liked it. Now, what about the Foreo? Let's explain what that is.
It's the first ever massage oil designed for a woman that has CBD as one of the main ingredients, and it's coconut oil and a whole bunch of nice natural organic ingredients.
What did you think about it?
I really liked it. I used it while masturbating right before going to sleep, and I don't know if other people sometimes get like this, but like sometimes you're so stressed in the day or you kind of feel detached from your parts down there.
Yeah.
And like I don't know.
All the time.
It just helps you just relax and
connect.
Yeah, connect to it and just, you know, do
your
thing.
Feel tingly when you use it? Because it's like
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. I used it a while ago, but they just gave us some, so we're going to be reporting more on CBD using CBD mm-hmm.
Stimulation. I'm all for CBD, THC, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Yeah. And yeah, I used it for masturbation too, not with the finger vibe, the Aria. I actually went old school and used my hands.
Yeah. Oh my God, good for you, girl.
And, you know, it takes a little bit longer, but it is good to, you know, get back into knowing your body. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, as someone that like experiments with smoking marijuana and all that stuff, I couldn't tell if my vagina was high. But I wanted to say that it was.
Okay. Did they have the munchies or something?
I mean, if the munchies is fuel for orgasm.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, good. So you felt a little more I think that it could help just relax.
It is relaxing.
Like Sarah's saying, mm-hmm. we just hold so much tension. I think anything we could do to get people into their bodies and connected, and I think that the Foreo can do that.
Definitely.
I'm going to try mine. I've got a lot to do tonight. You guys are inspiring me. I didn't travel with it, so I know we were going to try it. And I just want to say one thing. If you're new to the show or you just, this is your first sex toy review show, I've just been having a lot of, I've been feeling sort of lately about having to defend the vibrators. I know I've been talking about this internally on the, you know, in the office, but like, seriously, if you're this person going, oh, we don't need those or vibrators, why would we use it? We've got our hands like Jamie here. It's great to use your hands. It's great to use, just have intercourse. But this whole, like, we don't need that. Like the only way you should have pleasure is just skin on skin. And nothing else is like saying when you get a car, you should never get your windows tinted. You should never get nicer, you know, wheels. You should never like get that extra sauce on your dessert. Like, I just feel like we're always trying to come up with analogies here for vibrators. And not because I'm a pusher. It's just because I feel like this notion that the only right kind of orgasm, the right kind of sex is just this natural God-given, like we're all going to have these orgasms when we touch, is just not realistic. And I think you're missing out because it could just For a lot of people, it's orgasm. For a lot of people, it's connecting to themselves. For a lot of people, it's just fun. It's a great way to spice up your masturbation routine, your solo routine, sex with your partner. We know the vibrations feel great for men and for women. So I'm still on that whole, like, F you for, like, I don't need it. Try it out.
This, fucking, like, reminds me of this this porn I was watching, actually. An Erica Lust porn. So if you have never heard of her, she's great. We did an episode with her. And it was about these ladies at brunch. So I actually, okay, so...
We watched this one. Not together.
Yeah. Not together.
Probably would have, though.
I know. But so we... I had to skip through to the first 15 minutes because I didn't really care about all the women talking. I was just like, I just want to see some good old-fashioned, nice lady sex. But that's the thing that I like.
Nice ladies.
Yeah. Well, no, but I just like, it's because they just, it was basically like these two women and they were just like beautiful and on a bed and just like experimenting with all these different toys. And I just was like, that is so amazing and great. And I wish that all people could like, just be open to that, because I mean, like, obviously, like, with two women, unless you're using a strap on, there's not really penetration. So, but they could have the most fun, I think, out of any combination of couple. I think two women could have the most fun because you could do multi orgasmic. You could just go. You could try out all the different toys.
Oh my god! Cool. I had like 13 orgasms the other day. It was I can have a lot.
Yes, Emily. Yes.
I gotta remember. No, I was. Where was I? I was. How do I remember this?
Don't
I was
even remember.
Oh no, I do remember. I do remember. I was. I was in it was a Tuesday. Come on. So I did. I knew we were doing the show. So I went to Wanderlust in Vermont to speak, and I was with Ben, my boyfriend, and he came to see me. We hadn't seen each other in like 2 weeks, and. And I packed up my sex toy thing, and I was, and I had my period, so, God, that's a lot of information. But I was, like, I wasn't into, at that moment, into having sex, and I was into intercourse. So I don't think he'd ever see me on my roll that I do, like, when I can just, I could literally, could still be there now, but I had to come back to California. and it was just, I think I was using the, what did I pack with me? I packed the Pivot, which is a twofer, like a cock ring by WeVibe, and, and I used that, and then I was using, the Touch, which I also love by WeVibe. What else did I pack with mouse? Oh, and I tried the Jive. So I tried the Jive too by WeVibe. So I had like, I was trying them all, but I had the Jive inside me. Should we get into that? The
yeah, I love that.
The
one.
Jive is a brand new toy, new-ish now, right? By WeVibe, the last few months, and it's like a an egg is what they call them.
Yeah, it's like a it's called a wearable vibe. I mean, it's called an egg, but it is a wearable vibe. So what it means is it's like it just you put it on inside you, and then you can use, there's like a little, it kind of looks like a blue sperm.
Yeah, it does look like a blue sperm.
Because there's like a little tail, and that's how you control it.
I love it. I love the nuanced little controller, right. So I put it, well, first I just knocked out a few with the Touch, and then some other things. And then I put that inside me, because it's so, you can like clench it, like you're doing your Kegels, and it kind of can have an internal and an external, like blended orgasm. And then we were supposed to go out that night, because it has the remote control, it has, you can use it with the app, and we didn't do that because I had 13 orgasms. I was like, we don't need to continue this on the road. but we were going to, and I was speaking, but I wanted to, that to me is the most fun thing, because I've always been so been into like panty vibes and like how you can like wear them in your underwear and your partner controls them. But this is like that next level where you're actually can go out at night and you can wear it inside of you, and then your partner can kind of control it. And it's really powerful and cool. And I love all the different vibrations. Did you guys try that as well?
Yeah, I actually used mine with my womanizer, because you put it inside, and like I'm one of those people where like I think the patterns are fun and they're cool.
Yeah,
I don't need them. I just want that straight, constant vibration. So I used that with my womanizer. So it was like two stimulations in one, and I just like this is gonna be graphic, but I orgasmed so hard the Jive shot right out.
That happened to me too. Everything shoots out of me, like even his penis when I'm orgasming sometimes. Right? Shoot across the room. Yeah.
So that was fun. And it was like one of those moments where I'm like, damn, I wish I could tell someone right now, but it's like also be like, what? I don't think I should tell someone.
Wait, did you know what happened to me? We were at this yoga festival. I just remember this, and I didn't know the window was open, and there was like 80 people taking some kind of aerial yoga class beneath our window, and I was so loud. And it was like, oh, and he's like, and people just like doing aerial yoga. And I don't know if they heard or not, but he just like slams the window. He's like, I'm like, I didn't see the windows open. Not sex. More like a yoga festival. I was chilling. It was funny. So you liked, so did you use it on your own?
Yeah. I mean, and I want, like, again, it's like, I want to use it out to dinner or something like that. But it's like, it's kind of like one of those things that it's like, it totally fits in your purse, but it's like not one of those things that I'm conscious of, like, I'm gonna bring this to dinner, or I'm gonna put it in there and wear it.
I just like, yeah,
because then it's like, what if you have to go to the bathroom while you're on the date, you gotta pull it out and then you put it back in.
What do? You wash it the sink, and someone's like, what is that blue sperm in your hand? like the sign, please wash your hands before you go back to the meals for you that day.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't care who works there, like, wash your hands. Did you try the Jive?
I did during sex. Yes, I used it mainly as an external vibrator, and I just put it on my mons pubis, and then also just on the exterior part of labia majora.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
I like it. Technical term. Mons pubis. I love it.
So when he was inside of you?
For part of the time, my mons pubis. And
you had it on top of you. Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's just really strong, so those vibrations feel really good. I'm trying to be more mindful when I masturbate or when I'm having sex, and with sensations in the different parts of that area. So
I love it. She's calling because the labia. I learned that in reading, like, the labia is so sensitive. I was thinking that actually with a lot of these toys that just because it says wear it internally, a lot of them feel great. Like the pivot, they feel great externally too. Yeah. You can just get the vibrations. You can play with them. Let us know.
Yeah, no, I love that you're like one of your favorite vibrators. Is the pivot, because it is a cock ring that, you know, goes on penises, but you're like, no, I'm gonna use it for me on my clit.
My fingers. Yeah, that equal opportunity vibe. Speaking of, was there anything else with the Jive or any of those? Did you like the Jive? You use the
I use the G-pop on my human with the Foria, because he was very jealous. He's like, I was like, no, this is for women, and he's like, no, I can use it too.
The Foria.
Yeah,
I think anyone can use it. Okay, so you use the
G-pop. It's by FT London. The cool thing about this that I think is that you can use it for a G-spot, but you can also use it for a P-spot. So I mean,
prostate,
yeah,
so and G-spot, just wash it in between.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't transfer. Do not do it.
Wow. So what'd you think?
I think you liked it.
Oh, he liked it too.
I also used it, washed it in a different time, not the same.
So had he ever had anything in his prostate?
He had, okay. He's done that stuff before, and he didn't know I had this with me, but he brought it up earlier in the day, and he's like, I think I'm willing to try something like that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Just you wait.
And so that was a first for me. I'd never stuck my finger in that area before. So I feel like I get a gold star or something.
You do. How did you know what to do? Did you, because you listen to the show, you work in care, but like, did you use lube? And
yes.
And then you gently put it inside?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Was he sitting? How was he, what was his position?
He was on his back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you liked it?
Yeah.
The G-pop, it's cool. It's a good one. It's like twofer. Again, it's like G-spot. Mm-hmm. It's like, P-spot, G-spot.
Yeah, 5 different settings too.
Cool. Yeah. I love it. G-pop. And so these are all going to be at sexwithemily.com/toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other thing, speaking of, you reminded me, which I love, Sarah's like breaking down to the mons pubis and the labia, that I've only realized in recent years paying attention to it, or that it's not just about the clitoris, that it feels so great. There's all these nerve endings up and down the labia. It's not just the tip, it's everything. And did we all try the mimic?
I did, yes.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because they sent it to us to try. And it's called the Mimic, and I love that it was all external nerve endings of the vulva.
No, seriously, and it's like, because it's ergonomic, so it's easy to like lay in the palm of your hand. There's no like handle thing, but it lays in the palm of your hand.
It looks like
well.
A butterfly, kind of.
It does, like like a stingray.
Yeah, stingray! Sorry.
No, but it's true, because
it like nestled into my little vulva.
Yeah, you just kind of like, because normally I masturbate on my back, but when I use that, I was like, and so I laid on my stomach and I put it underneath me, and like, I mean, I don't know, it's just like, it's good to experiment and I thought it was cool, and it is true, like you said, there's so many different nerve endings down there. And also, like, what I didn't know before working here is that your clitoris actually extends within your pubic mound. So, you know, if you ever feel like, oh, like that feels good, it's like, well, it's because you're indirectly stimulating it. And so like, I use that for there, and I think that's
I like that too. It's true. That's why I used to, when I didn't understand this, when I was sex, I was pushing down on my pubic mound. I was like pushing to like have orgasm. It's because through there you're accessing your G-spot or the internal clitoris or whatever it is. So the whole thing's, I know what it is.
Terminology doesn't matter. Pleasure does.
And that it all makes sense. So that's why we do talk about mindful masturbation. That was one of my talks I gave it at Wanderlust, was about how do we become more mindful when we masturbate, which will help us to, you know, kind of get out of our heads during sex and also discover all these new erogenous zones. So I love that we also had this little, like, I'm like, I got to bring all these toys because we're doing a sex toy review show. And even me, it's my job. It got me to be like, huh. Mm-hmm. Like, I like, because I wanted to be able to tell you guys, you know, the most, with the most detail and information I could about what I learned. So I really was, like, paying attention. So, like, I liked that the mimic and the sting was reaching these other areas that I usually just, like, got used to just sometimes just touching my clitoris, but I like that this gave it a whole, like, it spread all apart my vulva.
Yeah.
It and spread, like, everywhere.
Like, the way that it kind of, like, the grooves are, it really does kind of just, like, nestle.
Nestles. And then I would flip it, and it nestled on both sides. Did you flip it around?
No,
both sides?
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, yeah. Inception. I flipped it. I did a little, like, twist it around.
Did
like
somersaults.
I did. I was like, Roo. I did. It fit each way. You upside down, and yeah. We'll get you a mimic, Sarah.
And then, I don't know, I mean, not that, okay, like, no one in this room besides Michael, who's not talking, has a penis. But right. Just if guys are feeling, like, left out or anything, there's stuff there for you, like the prostate, like Sarah said, with the G-pop. And then Emily was talking about the pivot for the cock ring, you know, so you can use it as a cock ring. But there's, like, stuff besides, like, I mean, Fleshlight is great, but there's also stuff, like, you know, like, Hot Octopus has this thing called the Pulse Duo.
Yes, I've been wanting. They're gonna get us one. I've seen that at the sex toy trade shows, and people apparently love it.
I'm so interested.
It's like a male. It massages your penis. It's a vibrator. It's like one of the first penis vibrators for penis. Like,
yeah.
Like not like it nestles your penis in there and just kind of has these. I don't know. If I have a penis, I think I'd be super psyched about it.
I would. And then they do have one for, like, if you are using it with a partner. There's, like, one called, like, the Pulse Duo.
Yeah, the Pulse Duo. That's been all the rage.
So that it can be, like, two people can benefit from it. So I think that's great. But I just wanted to make that note.
Yeah. Well, what's the other one I'm looking for? The new, it's not the pivot, but it's the...
Oh, the Verge?
I love the Verge, because that's also a penis ring, but it also can be worked so that it's powerful. It's a really good, powerful... All these toys can be used as a clitoral vibe. But I like it because that's the balls also. It's a perineum, and also the balls can
go inside of it. Yeah, so that's, like, indirect... prostate stimulation.
Indirect,
right?
Prostate stimulation. It's a good way to start if you're like, I'm not sure if it feels good. Men can put it on their penis. You can wear it during sex. You could just use it when you're masturbating on your own. But it was pretty, I didn't use it with anyone else. I was just playing with it. And I really like it. Like, I can't, it's just really, I don't know. I was just kind of laying it over my vulva.
Yeah.
But I actually have it in my to-go kit to use during sex. No one else has used it here?
No.
I think we only got one of them. That's right. We need more.
Yeah.
Damn it, we vibe.
No, we love you.
No, we love you. We get so many fun toys from them. I'm so proud about the cool companies we work with. The Womanizer, okay, Jamie, I love the Womanizer. That's always, like, one of my go-tos. Like, have you ever Womanizer yet? Did we?
Yeah,
give you
I have the Womanizer.
What'd you think?
I like it a lot, and that's a really cool combination that you, with the
jive.
Yeah, I want to try that. Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of the perfect combo. The jive's inside of you, which is like the, and I call it an egg because it's sort of one of the classic vibrators, like a clitoral vibe, a G-spot vibe, an egg vibe. It's called an egg vibe. They used to have them with strings and a remote control like years ago. So that's a great one, though, because the Wee Vibe, the Womanizer is a very different kind of clitoral stimulation. It's like nothing else. But it's the sure thing, and it's intense. I could have, like, 86. If I start on the Womanizer, like, I'll be, like, not coming into work for a day. Because you can get so many orgasms from it. What did you think about when you first tried it, Sarah?
I was kind of blown away by the fact, just, like, that air pleasure patent technology.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And I was like, whoa, what is this? Like, even if you were to be in a store and play with it with your hands, and it's foreplay right there because you just imagine it in that area. It's... Really, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, the Womanizer's fun. They make a bunch of them now. The latest one is a Starlet.
Yeah, which is the little one, which is a little cute. You know what it reminds me of now that I think about it? For those of you who are into, like, Mario games and stuff like that, it's, like, not Yoshi, but, like, I always forget the name, but it's the purple one with the nose thing. It's just what it reminds me of.
I know, you've said this, but I don't know.
You guys are never going to look at Mario Kart the same way again.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
So that's the Womanizer, which we haven't talked about in a while. I'm so glad this. Also, I want to give a shout out to UV.
Yes.
Clean, because now that I've finally spent time organizing my house and my life and my sex toys, the UV is amazing. It cleans, stores, and sanitizes all your sex toys. But not only that, it plugs into the wall. It kills 99.9% of all harmful bacteria. And it's a cool looking box that locks, so your parents, your kids, your roommates can't get into it. And I use it now every time I take a toy out, instead of like putting it under the pillow, like, Jamie, why don't you, do you have a UV in your house? You must plug it in. But I mean, you can still I'm not judging you.
No. The thing is like, I put my other toys in the UV, but I put it in the UV, but I just like to have it.
I know. Who wants to get out of bed and walk to the UV? I have my next time bed. But what I'm saying, what I love about the UV is that it always is, they're always charged. But plus, I clean my phone at night and clean your makeup brushes. It's got all these uses now that I'm just like kind of obsessed with it being near me at all times. So everything can be clean.
Yeah, because everything is seen, like crawling with bacteria.
Everything is. Okay. And there's also some great toy cleaners too. Joe makes a great toy cleaner. I'm really into like when I want a quick thing, I just use a...
Yeah, it's cool because you can hear it cleaning. It's like this foam, and it starts to like make the sound, like
right.
And I was like, yes, get rid of that.
Clean that bitch. Right. Okay. So, what else, you guys? Anything else exciting here?
The Vesper necklace.
Ooh, yeah. Talk about the Vesper by Crave.
That was my first vibrator, and it was because of this show when you talked about it. Yeah, I love that thing.
It's amazing. Yeah. You always have it with you.
I actually do. And I love that you can pair it with so many different things. Like, and we didn't talk about it yet, I don't think, but the Unbound jewelry.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, like the cuffs, and then they have like, what are they? The choker necklaces that are also floggers, and like they have nipple clamps and click clamps and all these different things on their site.
Those are great gifts too.
Yeah, and some of those you can wear in public, and that's foreplay right there, at least for me, when you're wearing that, and like if your partner doesn't know what it is, but like you're inside on the joke and it's exciting for you, or if they are inside on the joke and like somebody points out your jewelry and they're like, oh, that's really cute, he knows what it's for, right. So it's like a joke for him.
That's such a good way to put it, Sarah. Yeah. It's a really cute little, if you guys could check, the Crave Vesper, I mean, God, it probably came out 6 years ago now, and I used to wear it all the time.
Still pretty.
It's so pretty. Yeah. No, I want to start wearing it again. It's true, and you always have it on you, and people are like, what is that? And then you're right, and Unbound jewelry too, it's just kind of, it's seductive, because it's beautiful jewelry, and I think it's, and it also, it can be like, they have the lube vial, and they have a little flogger.
Oh,
it's
a necklace. Seriously, like, It's just like you feel elegant and so sexy because it's dual purpose.
Dual. Mm-hmm. You got your accessories and
Then if you wear around your partner and they're like, it's going down.
It's going down. It's happening. And I want to say also, I think this is the season that people are like getting like bridals. I feel like there's bridal season or graduation season, and I think that great gift for someone or a bachelorette party or something is to give away, like get some Unbound jewelry. Yes. It's not super expensive, but it's super fun. And the necklace for your friends, I think you can get engraved on them. I think it's a good gift.
They have like tickler rings too. So it's like this cute little like fuzzy ring thing, but it's like, you know, it's supposed to be a tickler. And then they also, I love, and Emily wears it like in the office sometimes, it's like their massage ring.
Yeah.
It kind of goes around like two fingers, and it has like these like little like, like, you know, like gold balls on it or whatever, but it feels really good. Like,
it does feel good. And like, I think it'd be nicely paired with some massage oil.
Yeah.
That you could kind of massage your partner down, because the oil and that ring.
Sarah's like, I know what I'm doing.
I know, dude. No, we gotta give you some more jewelry.
I got to use the Donna Kissable Massage Oil.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Each of the scents and flavors smell amazing. Don't eat them, or like don't
because they smell good. It's chocolate, smell amazing, but don't eat it.
But yeah,
okay, good to know.
And it's really comfortable on the skin, and it's not sticky or anything like that. And you forget that you ever put it on, because it just absorbs nicely into the skin and no cleanup needed.
Good, okay. Mm-hmm. I love massage. You guys, a little massage or a little bondage stuff. We're just giving you some little tips here, sensory play, little things to add, accoutrements to add to your already exciting sex life. Or do spice it up. Okay, Jamie's been hankering for a glass, stone, or steel dildo.
I want one.
We're getting some sent to us. We are just like, we have a dearth of dildos here. Yeah. I don't know what happened to them.
But. Yeah, and I mean, because that's the thing. I've never really experimented with that, and I really like cold stuff, so I really want to get like a glass one or stone and put it in the freezer.
That's a great thing, and it's great for G-spot stimulation, great for prostate play. If you've never, basically a dildo it doesn't vibrate. So everything else, people kind of say, is that your dildo? Like they'll say to a vibrator, I'm like, well, actually a vibrator vibrates a dildo. But they're cool. Like I told you, the Enjoy one's really cool. I think it's in my garage, not used. I have to get you one of those. it's a different kind of pressure. It's a different way to find your G-spot, or just to kind of open everything up inside mm-hmm. of you without the vibration, but just applying the pressure inside can feel amazing. So we're going to experiment. Fun with dildos. 2018.
Stay tuned.
Summer 2018. It's the dildo tour. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, what else? We got the clit stimulation. We got the massage oil from Foria.
I think we can
move on. Let's move on.
Let's move on,
you guys. So there's some sex toys. Let us know if you have any questions. You can all find it at sexfamily.com/toys. Mm-hmm. And we love you all. Let us know what you think of the show. I'd love to hear your suggestions. If there's anything you try that you like or other ways you'd like to hear about
the things
that we love here. Okay, we're on to emails. If you have a question you want us to answer on the show, you can text Ask Emily, all one word, to 797979, and then you fill out the short form, or go to sexwithemily.com, click the Ask Emily tab, and always include your age, your name, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And you can always change the cities you live in. You can always change your name. We're cool with that, too. We just want to help you. First email. This is from Josh36 Denver. Jamie, you want to read it?
Sure. Okay, so Josh says, my wife and I love silicone lubes, but we also love our silicone toys. I know that silicone lubes generally don't play well with silicone toys, and the last thing I want to worry about when things are getting hot and heavy is what lube to use. Are you aware of any toys or toy brands that work with silicone lubes or silicone hybrid lubes that are silicone toy safe? Thanks, Emily. We love the podcast and you.
Aw, love you too, Josh. This is a great question. So I think that is true that you're really not supposed to use silicone lubes with silicone toys, which is kind of a bummer because if you like silicone lubes, which are more that slippery, they last longer, they're great for anal sex, they're great for foreplay, but with your toys, they're not supposed to work as well. They could break it down. So I recommend Joe silicone hybrid lube. We've all used that, and it's a hybrid, so it still has that slipperiness, but it's water-based, and it's not going to do as much of... It probably won't do any damage.
Yeah, I think if you... As long as you...
Wipe off your toy after.
Yeah, just wipe the toy off after. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, don't let it sit there and ruminate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just wipe it off. And then Joe Jelly's water-based, they'll last longer for your silicone toys. It's a jelly water-based lube, which has a really fun texture that lasts longer. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. Thicker. It's thick. And then there's also glass and stone toys, cock rings, dildos that you can use your silicone lube with if you'd like. Since it's the summer of dildos, you can jump on our dildo tour.
Yes, jump on the dildo tour. I love that.
2018, they took a dildo on the road. Okay, so thank you, Josh, for that. And next email.
John, 45, Australia.
Yeah.
How to get men to approach you. Hi, Emily. I'm a heterosexual appearing man who wants to explore his bi side. I have almost never been hit on by a guy. How can I change this? How can I let gay or bi men know I'd like to be approached? Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. Well, I think that it makes sense if you're heterosexual appearing and you haven't been kind of curious before, it makes sense they probably haven't approached you. So it's not like a weird thing. I thought maybe he was saying like, why hasn't it happened? But you can approach men as well, not wait for them to come to you. And I think that would just be a matter of going to places where more bi or gay men hang out. Mm-hmm. If you have gay bars near you, if you have gay friends, bisexual friends, I'd say that would be a great place to start. Ask them for advice too. And I think it's the kind of thing if you ask your friends, like, hey, I was thinking, they'll be like on board. They'll be taking you out. You can ask them these questions because I'm not sure exactly where you are in Australia, but I feel like there's probably...
Yeah.
Gay bars, there's probably, I don't know about the apps there, but we do have some apps here that are more open to people exploring.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. And I think just like when you're trying to attract anybody, you just want to use eye contact, you want to be sincere, you want to smile and put out a vibe that you're ready to talk. Just be confident. Mm-hmm. Just be confident and be yourself. I know it's kind of nerve-wracking probably if you've never had to, you know, never approached a man, but I think it goes just when you want to approach, you want to get the job or you want to, you know, make new friends. You just kind of be open, be yourself and kind of just.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm feeling like because he wants to experiment. He's just nervous is really what it is. Mm-hmm. Cause he's just like, oh my God, like what if I get rejected or they think I'm weird or whatever. And it's like, no, I think you can just like, you know, like I feel like I randomly strike up conversations with people when I'm out. Like you can kind of just gauge, kind of give them that like signal or whatever. If you're just like doing that, maybe. I don't know.
And I think you're right, Jane. That's a really good point. If you're nervous about it because you haven't had approached anyone in a while and anybody listening to this, if you're like, yeah, I'm nervous to, you know, talk to this woman or this guy I find attractive. I want to remind you guys of this, that dating is a muscle. Approaching people is a muscle. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Or if you've never used it, let's build it. Because we all get insecure. We all have times where we're more social than others. But the more you just practice when you're out, like you could be at the coffee shop, you could be, you know, in the elevator at work, practice smiling and talking to people. Just, hey, how's your day going? It could be obviously someone you're not attracted to. Just anybody you just want to say hi, and practicing just being that person that's smiling and you're paying attention and you're asking questions, then it'll just become part of what you do every day. Holding the door open for somebody, mm-hmm. you know, washing your car, talking to your friend, and talking to strangers. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great way to meet people, and you never know who you're going to meet. Maybe a new friend. Maybe your next job. Mm-hmm. You'll meet your boss somewhere. Like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just think that we are so isolated. We're on our phones. And since we're on our phones all the time in public, I've noticed this, that it used to be when you're waiting in line for something, you didn't have anywhere to go, and you'd have to talk to people. You'd talk to the person at the cash register. You'd talk to the people behind you in line. But now we're all staring down, mm-hmm. and we have less and less opportunity to talk. We actually think, oh, well, this person might be offended if I talk to them because they're on their phone. No, they're probably just fucking scrolling through Instagram. Say hello. No, nothing wrong with going to add sex with Emily and liking my photos, but
that's the only acceptable
time. That's the only time. Practice talking. Practice. Okay. Is that all we got time for?
I think that's
this
all we
was
got
a
time
fun
for.
Packed show. Yes. Thank you for making our summer tour sex show a reality.
Exactly.
2018. Thank you everyone for listening to the show. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for helping people here and trying out the toys. I know it's mm-hmm. kind of a grind here. You gotta masturbate a lot, but...
Emily, how could you make us do such a thing?
You guys are awesome, though. I'm so glad you guys are on the team, really. This was a blast, and thanks to everyone for listening. I love you all. Please keep sending your emails and being in touch, and if you want to be included in a call show, you can just check that box, too, on your emails when you send them in. So thank you all. Hope you're having a great summer, and thanks to Ken, volunteer Sarah, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.